You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
As Auckland Council plans to review its operating model for pools and leisure services, the Public Service Association has criticised moves to privatise management without public consultation. Additionally, Auckland Transport has introduced a $50 fare cap for buses, ferries and trains. Sophia spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics.
So there's been calls from the Public Service Association for Auckland Council to stop privatising the management of pools and leisure centres. Firstly, why is Auckland Council looking to review its operating model for these?
Yeah, so the proposal is to essentially contract out the remaining pools and leisure centres that we operate. So we currently operate a mixed model where some of them are contracted to places like YMCA, private providers, and others are provided directly by council. So the move will change that to make them all contracted out. Now, why it's being done is to essentially save money. The evidence has sort of been said to us that will make savings to do this proposal. So that's what's being put forward. Look, I'm just speaking personally, I have a huge amount of sympathy and support for the views of the PSA on this issue. And honestly, I don't see it as a good idea.
Yeah, so there's been concerns about whether this privatised management will prioritise private interests. How will council ensure that under private management, these facilities still accommodate public interests?
Yeah, so how that would work is it kind of works as it does now for the private providers that we do work with. They have to report to the local board, which is kind of the governance arm locally for council, and they have to report against, you know, what customer satisfaction is and all these kind of metrics, right, which we can draft into contracts. So we can say, look, you've got to perform to this standard. You've got to pay staff a living wage. We can put that as part of the contracts, that kind of stuff. They report to local board, and so that would just essentially extend what the current situation there is across the whole city. I think you pointed out something really important there, though, that when we're providing services directly, public have a more direct role in actually managing them and deciding their level of service, right? So we can much easier decide to, say, lower the cost to get in. We can decide to look at the service levels that we provide in terms of pools much more directly if they're directly publicly operated, in my view.
To kind of add on to what you're saying there, another one of PSA's concerns was that this happened without consultation with the public. And I mean, legislation requires the council to review how it delivers its services, but it doesn't have to consult with the public as such. Despite this legislation, how engaged is council in consulting with the public on its decision making like this one?
Yeah, but as you pointed out, it's not considered a requirement. It's considered an operational kind of day-to-day decision of council. I think the most direct engagement with the public is through the politicians, like myself. We're voting next week on this proposal, and I just encourage everybody out there to have their say and contact us. All of our stuff's online, emails and phone and things like that. I think that's a really good way of handling it because, yeah, that is a concern, and there hasn't been provision made to contact the public directly about this issue. And, look, I think that's a legitimate concern. It's an issue of public interest for a lot of people.
And just moving on, I wanted to ask about improving public transport. It's a topic that's caused a lot of daily frustration for Aucklanders. And just this week, Auckland Transport has now introduced a $50 weekly fare cap. Can you briefly tell me a bit about this and how this is addressing some of those concerns held by the public?
Yeah, 100%. The $50 fare cap is one of my favourite topics to talk about. I just got off my WX1 into town. So every week, your fares will cost you a maximum of $50. That's what the fare cap is, starting on Sunday. And so how it will work is if you're a three-stager like myself coming out of West Auckland, if you're going to town on peak every day for work, you're going to save about $500 a year on your transport bill. That's pretty cool, right? So we need to encourage people from up the sort of suburban and ex-urban Auckland to actually catch the public transport systems and contribute to lowering climate emissions and all the other positive benefits that you get. So this is the way to do that. And it was also a recognition that fares are actually high relative to the rest of the world, very high, if you live 15 kilometres or more out of the city centre. So we need to find a way to lower those fares and to make it affordable for people. So with that $50 cap, you're going to be able to rely your transport budget, if you're taking buses or trains or in a harbour ferries as your transport, you can rely on it being a maximum of $50. I think that's a fantastic step forward for our city.
And as well as the price of fares, Aucklanders are frustrated over the unreliability of public transport due to consistent delays and cancellations. How is this looking to be addressed systemically?
Yeah, I'd sort of make an argument personally that to make the public transport system much more reliable, if you're looking at in terms of buses, you're going to need to look at more bus priority lanes and ways to get buses going through that congestion. I can speak as a Westie about what we're doing about this in Tiaratu, where we've put in a T2 lane, which is buses as well, and that's actually improving reliability a lot there, because previously there's no point getting on a bus if you're stuck in the same traffic as everybody else, right? We've got to make sure that it's a reliable option for people, more so even than taking the private vehicle. And so this is kind of the thing that we'll be looking at. And I think across the whole city, we need to look at communities and neighbourhoods to see what we can do to unclog the transport congestion issues. Yeah.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to Sophia about the privatisation of leisure centre management and addressing public transport concerns.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.